quality products with outstanding customer service, all at an affordable price. For more, go to CedarHillFence.com. Cedar Hill Fence and Deck. Higher quality at a lower price.
Get your pockets full of presidents at Casino Queen. Win your share of $50,000 in royal free play or cash on February 17th and 18th. Be one of four winners every hour from 5 to 10 each night. Pad your pockets with $250,000 to $5,000. Now that's a lot of Benjamins. Earn entries starting February 1st, and then on February 17th and 18th, get your pockets full of presidents only at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For over 65 years, Don Hennifer Jewelers has been helping make Valentine's special for her and you. Their unique jewelry gifts start at around $100. Plus, you'll know it's special by the beautiful gift wrapping that we provide at no extra charge. Special store hours include Monday, February 13th for you last-minute shoppers. Let one of our seasoned professionals help you choose that perfect gift and become part of the 65-year tradition that is Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant. 314-921-3001. Online at donhenniferjewelers.com.
Giving chocolates for Valentine's Day is a given, but what kind? Russell Stover is America's favorite heart box. Give her what she's hoping to get. Give her Russell Stover.
It is that time once again, because it is Monday, to check in with Jose Hernandez and give you an opportunity to ask your technical question about your... Now, what in the world was that? How unprofessional.
It was our technical guy.
I couldn't tell. Is it a sneeze or a cough?
Does the tech guy not know how to hit the cough switch?
He doesn't have a cough switch. That's how loud it was. He turned his mic off even.
We're going to check. Hey, we're going to give you a chance, too, to ask Jose anything you want about your phone or your computer or your iPad or whatever, if it's tech stuff. Here are the numbers. First come, first serve. Your name will go on the board, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And Jose is brought to you by Oreck. Yes, they make a great vacuum cleaner. But you need to stop in one of the Oreck Home Care Centers sometime and see all the other great Oreck products. Oreck is proud to present Jose Hernandez.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hey,
hello,
Jose.
It was a sneezing.
Oh, well, because you mentioned.
There is a particular item. I don't know whether I should call it. Well, I guess it's considered electronics. It's music-related. It had a tremendous 2011, is on track to have a tremendous 2012. Sales are booming and prices are not cheap, and I'm talking about headphones and earbuds. Last year, 2011, $1.2 billion spent on new headphones and earbuds.
Wow.
And some of these things that have... they have rappers' names attached to them. They're real big in introducing new headphones.
Oh, Dr. Dre has Beats. It's called Beats by Dr. Dre. They're really expensive,
well,
too. Holy cow.
Yeah, no kidding, because they can run well over $300 for a pair of earbuds.
That's great.
They start, I don't know, $50-$60, but they can go into $400-$500 or more. And all of a sudden, people now are discovering. And I'll have to tell you this. I would never have thought that any little things you stick in your ears could compete with what I knew for many, many years as good headphones, but they do compete. And the bass and the clarity, and my hearing's not that good, but man, they're unbelievable. I use about, I think they were about $80, Klipsch, K-L-I-P-S-C-H. Jose will know that name.
I just buy the $5 ones because I know I end up losing them.
Well, there's a world of difference, though. Man, I cannot believe the sound that comes out of these things. So that's the big item this last year or so. Jose, how are you?
Doing excellent, Frank. How are you?
Good. What do you have for us?
Anyone remember MySpace?
Yeah, barely.
What?
MySpace. It's
barely.
This old, before the... in the before time mm-hmm. of social media. In June, it was bought by Tim and Chris Vanderhook and some guy named Justin Timberlake for about $35 million.
Mm-hmm.
It is in a recovery. They gained over 1 million users last month.
Really?
They bought it full well knowing that they couldn't compete with the likes of Google and Facebook and Twitter. So they are moving it toward being the hub for posting and listening to music.
Yeah, I notice a lot of bands still use MySpace to put their music on and everything.
It boasts the largest collection of free music on the web, a little over 42 million free tracks.
Now, why is that legal?
It's the bands putting their music up themselves.
Yeah, it's the people putting their own music up as opposed to
I don't think
else
you can
it.
Download
Okay, when
them,
you
I
say free music, you don't mean free mainstream music. Like, I can't go get, Adele.
You'd
free.
Be surprised.
If she wanted it up there, I guess.
Yes. Really? Yeah, if she posts it up there, you can certainly have it.
Because Radiohead, didn't they release an entire album online?
Radiohead did. Let's see, middle of March, you're going to get your iPad 3. On that news, Apple stock rose to over $500 a share.
Yeah.
Don't be too excited for the 3. If you don't like it, the iPad 4 should be out in October.
Well, thank goodness.
Chrome 17, version 17 of Google's Chrome, the internet browser, has released. They are touting instant browsing. What happens is you start to type the address of a website into what they call the Omnibox, that little address bar on top. Mm-hmm. Google tries to guess what you're looking for and preloads the web page before you hit enter.
Yeah. That's already in use, right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Because I have Google Chrome, and I've done that.
I have a question about their competitor, Firefox, which is owned by Mozilla. How do they make any money off that? Because it's a free...
So is Google. I don't know how either of them make any money. Internet Explorer makes it because it's bundled with Windows.
Right.
You buy Windows,
I go back to the question, how does Facebook make money? I know how much it's supposed to be worth, but I still want to know how they make money.
Oh, ads. I mean, there's ads everywhere on Facebook.
Okay, see, I don't go on Facebook.
Yeah.
So
But Firefox and Chrome, they don't really use ads. I know Chrome has apps now that you can buy.
Right.
And does Google have ads?
Google itself has Google ads, yeah.
Sure, but that's not necessarily through their browser. It's just.
I think they use their browser to collect information on what you look at, and then they sell that information to advertisers to target
you. But what makes Google itself worth so much money? Because if they do have ads, I'm telling you right now, I have never noticed one.
Oh,
I type in what I want to Google, I go to it, and that's it. I don't see any ads. Where's the value?
They have something called AdSense, right?
Right.
And businesses can pay Google.
Top of the list.
So right. When you put in a term for a business or whatever, it'll pop them up higher.
And then usually your Google search has a little panel on the right that has advertisements in it as well. And those are normally targeted toward things that you've searched for before.
Don't you hate how they have ads on everything now? YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
You get an ad. And even the games on Yahoo.
The free stuff.
I thought it was funny today. I saw an article. This 31-year-old woman over in England has eaten cheese pizza and only cheese pizza for 31 years.
Jeez. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on.
But then,
how do you verify that? How do they confirm that?
Her doctor and everything have told her that it's not good for her to be doing this.
All right, so do that again. She's eaten nothing for how long?
31 years.
Except cheese pizza.
Yes.
That sounds
good. Yes.
How old is she?
I want to say, I can't remember, maybe in her 30s.
I was hoping you'd say 104.
Because then we'd start.
But it was great when I brought up the article. At the end of the article was a Papa John's little ad there. I go, that's...
And why does she do this?
She says any other thing grosses her out. That she's tried eating fruits and vegetables. She can't even put it in her mouth without gagging.
And now the punchline to a joke we can never tell.
Yes.
What are you trying to do? Gross me out?
We did tell that on the trip, though. That was awesome.
Yes, we did.
If the IPO for Facebook goes through, Mark Zuckerberg's going to get about a $2 million tax bill.
Where is he going to find that?
I don't know where he's going to be
laying around.
And last but not least, Latvia, Poland, Czech Republic, and Slovakia, along with Germany, are not going to sign the Act A. And for those of you wanting to know what Act A is...
What is Act A?
It is the European equivalent to SOPA and PIPA.
SOPA and PIPA?
We got into that last week. And
I've got a SOFA. Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Good story. That's it?
That's it.
I guess you want to take calls.
Please.
They're stacking up. If you want to still try to sneak in, maybe you can, maybe you can't, but you can try it. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We start with Doug. Doug, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Doug, what can I help you with?
I've got a Gateway Death Tower that something got on there and absolutely no icons will show up on the desktop. So is there something I can do in the in the boot up mode, is there a safe key I can hit and then type in to reset it all the way back to factory settings?
Like, yes.
Totally scrub it?
You should be able to. When you're starting it, if you'll press F8, that'll put it into safe mode.
And then what would I do to direct it to scrub it back to factory?
I don't know if your gateway came with a factory install partition on the hard drive internally or if you got CDs with it back in the day.
I did not get CDs with it.
Okay, then.
You probably don't want to do that then.
Yeah, you probably want to, if you have access to another computer, you might want to go to Gateway's website and find out the specific instructions for your model.
Doug. Realistically, how many pornographic images would you say you look at a week?
You know, if I was to tell you, you know, I'd probably still have my computer working.
He could, well, if he boots into safe mode, though, couldn't he try a system restore, too, to get to the point?
Yeah, he could try a system. Well, if his restores are turned on, yeah. You look for help under, when you boot into safe mode, again, press F8 as it's booting up, and it'll go to safe mode. And then it's going to ask you a question about, do you want to proceed, yes or no? And you would think the answer is yes. You want to respond no. And when you do so, it will take you to system restore. And then you can go back however many months you have restore points for.
And give that a try. Great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks for the call. We go to Jeff. Jeff, say hi to Jose.
Hey, hi, Jose.
Hello, Jeff.
Listen, I'm looking into a tablet PC. I've got a vision issue. What's the biggest screen I can get on a tablet?
Tablets are running about 10. I don't know what the iPod or iTouches are.
Well, I'm not going iPod because I'm allergic to all this. I'm allergic to this wireless stuff and this cloud.
Well, your tablet's going to be wireless as well.
Well, I looked at one or two that would allow you to plug devices into it, and it would even allow you to plug it into an auxiliary monitor.
Right.
With a cable. So I was just curious as to what the biggest...
The biggest I've seen are about 10 inches.
Okay. All righty.
All right. I'm going to give you an example. I'm showing everybody right now in the studio what 10 inches looks like. So just a reference. We go to Roger. Roger, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Roger.
I'm operating Windows XP and Firefox, and I want to know why when I go to some web pages, I can't see the buttons. I can move my cursor around, and you know, it'll change to a hand or whatever when I find the button, but the button itself doesn't show up on web pages.
How old is the version of Firefox you're running?
Maybe a year.
Okay, they've probably had about 11 or 12 updates since then.
Okay.
So I would recommend that you, I think there underneath tools, there's the ability to go out and check for updates.
Okay.
And I think the current one, Firefox, is out of like version 9.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but I think it's close. Install a new version and see if that clears the problem up.
Okay. That sounds good, Jose.
And thank you, Roger. And Peon, is his mic up or is Jose just slipping back? Jose slipping back into soft speaking mode again.
Now it's all the way up.
Because he drifts off on us there every once in a while. Let's go to Mary Ann. Mary Ann, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
I haven't been able to log on to the internet. I use a Firefox, and at the bottom of the computer, a little icon comes up saying disk is full and gives me an option to clean up files.
I've done that. Mary Ann, I get this all the time on older computer. I'm with her. I'd love to know how does it stop because when I go to clean,
it up? Because it said to clean up files, and I did that. It didn't make any difference. So I went into my files and deleted a lot of my daughter's junk stuff, like old school assignments that I know she didn't need, and just junk files that she had. And I deleted like 50 or 60 of them, and it still says disk full. My husband and I don't hardly use the computer except for email and games and stuff.
All right, Jose, before you answer, I want to add, so I get the same thing she gets, and when I go to tell it to clean up, it says amount of space for cleanup, zero. It basically tells me there's nothing to clean up after it keeps warning me that, so I'm with her.
It never told me that, but it allowed me, it says clean up, my files only are files from all users, so I put all users, and I ran through all that, and then it still says, you know, disk full, and I can't even log on to the internet.
Yeah, what is that all about?
Okay. Marianne,
yeah.
When you deleted them, did you empty the deleted bucket?
I did. I emptied the trash bin or whatever you call it, the recycle bin or whatever they call it. I emptied it, yeah.
How much space does it tell you have after
it
that?
It doesn't say anything.
When you go to the start button and go to My Computer,
okay,
and you go to your C drive and right-click it and say Properties, it should tell you how much space you have left over.
Okay.
But basically, Frank, Marianne's on the right path. If it tells you your disk is full, you need to delete some of your user files or uninstall some program.
Well, I'll tell you what, I deleted a heck of a lot of files, and it still told me that the disk was full.
But if they were just homework assignments, I'm
they might have been small.
They weren't very big
files. One of the files had 600 items in it.
Again,
she had put files of, like, UVU conversations. She has files on goofy stuff like that.
Hmm.
Marianne, does your husband have access to that computer?
Yeah.
All right, what's probably happening?
I know what you're going to say.
What?
He's getting in there at night, late at night, when you're asleep, and he's watching a bunch of porn. That's what this is
if
all about.
If it were only so simple.
Either that or it's Marianne watching the porn.
Oh, hey, no.
See, I wasn't going to say that.
The energy, I'll tell you. No. keep deleting? I mean...
You might want to check for some programs that you don't use anymore. You would go to Start, Control Panel, Add, Remove Programs.
Under Start and Control Panel. Okay, I'll do that.
And if there's programs in there you don't use anymore, you just need to delete them. Actually, you remove them from
any,
that panel.
Is there any virus or something that could cause some goofy thing like this to happen? Or
viruses
or not?
Traditionally don't take up a lot of space. What they do is they start tracking what you're typing in, like passwords for banking accounts and stuff, and then they phone home to other friends of theirs. So
yeah,
that other viruses can get
we don't have our bank account online. We do it the old-fashioned way. Okay.
Yeah. I would suspect it's not a virus.
Okay. Well,
hi,
I will keep working on it then. Thanks.
Thank you for the call, and we finish it off with Vince. Vince, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How are you doing?
Good, Vince. How are you?
Good, good. Quick question. You're an expert with cell phones as well?
No, but I will try and answer your question as best I can.
I have a bunch of employees that have company phones. And I was going to put, the tracker on it, spyware tracker.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that?
I am.
Okay. Is there, and you read on the Internet, you can read pros and cons on both of them. Is there any way that can be installed remotely?
Not that I'm aware of. You have to have it in hand because you have to set permissions for the install.
Okay. I read a couple companies that claim they could do it remotely, but then I read some blogs that said it's absolutely false that they're just scamming you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you, sir.
Good luck, Vince.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Vince. There you go. The conclusion of another life-changing episode of Tech Talk. If you'd like to email Jose, his email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. He'll answer as many as he can. We thank the folks at Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. A lot of great products. Stop in there and check them out. Tell me your AM and the PM. Of course, we thank Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And off we go to the phone to check in with John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Let me check. Great.
Frank, don't you just hate? I tell you what, you know what? I'm not much of a fan for snow. I know I was when I was younger.
No, I'm not either.
And why, when you were younger and going to school, were you a big fan of a snowstorm?
Well, two reasons. One, you got out of school, which you probably hated. If at least I did. And two, something as a kid happens to you where you can't feel cold because you get snow in your gloves and you're on the verge of freezing to death, but you don't even notice it. You just keep playing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in your socks and your feet. When you come home and take the stuff off, are pretty much almost frozen.
Right.
But you didn't notice it
everywhere, and your mom would yell at you, don't track that in the house. Well, how can you not track it in the house?
But now, as an adult, if you get a little snow in your sock, you're freezing.
Man.
You're like, oh, my goodness.
you're shivering, Your fingers get cold. And then, of course, once your hands and your head are cold and your feet, you're done.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Then you're just cold.
The best part, though, best part was getting out of school. I mean, that was the best.
It was.
You wake up and you look out the window and you go, yes! And you knew they were going to cancel school.
And remember then that you'd go and shovel your neighbor's driveways and make just all kinds of cash. And you used to shovel a driveway for $2 or $3, and you'd end up with probably $20 for the whole day, and you thought you were loaded.
When I was a kid, there was one person in the neighborhood. Nobody had all-wheel drive cars. There were no SUVs, but there was a guy down the street who had a Jeep, and it was just an open-top Jeep. And I was so jealous of this kid because his dad...
Did he drive around in the Jeep with the open top? He drove around
with the top open in the snow, pulling his son on a sled. He had a long chain, and that kid got to ride up and down around the neighborhood and the streets on the back of that, on that sled that was tied to that Jeep. And I used to think, man, you got it made. Your dad has got it. It was just an old Jeep that it didn't matter if snow got in it. But, man, I'll never forget how I wished my dad had had an old Jeep and a chain and a sled. It was fun. Everything about snow was fun.
You want me to call you next time I get a Jeep in?
Only if you'll pull me around. It'll have to be a pretty strong one to pull me. Make sure it's got a lot of power.
Hey, what does that mean, Frank?
Well, it means I'm heavy.
Hey, Johnny.
You're not?
Yeah, I am.
You are. You know what? How come my wife always tells me that? Hey, everyone in the studio, doesn't Frank look great today?
No, how come my wife always tells me how heavy I am? What is that about then?
Maybe she's trying to be mean to you.
Thank you.
Sometimes you're a little mean to her.
I don't think so.
Maybe payback.
Oh, by the way, for tomorrow's Valentine's Day, let's remind everybody of that. I can't think of anything that would sort of solidify your chances later in the evening of having a good time than having her walk out to a shiny new Chevrolet with a heart-shaped bow on it.
Hey.
Yeah, that's the way. That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
I read an article.
We'll be over later tonight with the paperwork for you to sign.
Hey, Johnny,
what'd you say, Tina?
I read an article just last week, and they had the top 10 safest small cars, and three of them were Chevys.
All right. There you go.
They have airbags everywhere, even on like the back of the seat and stuff.
This is amazing, isn't it?
It was like the Sonic, the Volt, and I can't remember the other one.
Safe, reliable, beautiful, and a lot less expensive than some of the competition. If not all the competition. We make great vehicles. We always have. They're just better.
Hey, can I?
Better.
I want to share with people the text I sent you. I was out of town over the weekend, and I saw... And I was with my wife and daughter, and we all saw it, and we did a double take, and we went back and looked, and then we saw another one later in the day, and it was a Chevy Captiva. Yeah. And I'd never seen this. Now, this is out of town, and so I shot off a text to Johnny. I said, what the heck? What is a Chevy Captiva? Come to find out, it's a fleet vehicle. That meaning, I guess, John, you got what do they consider a fleet? How many cars or more would be a fleet?
No, you're probably... 25, 50 plus.
Yeah, that's the only way you can get it, is if you're buying, you know, 25, 50, 100 cars for some company, then you can get a Captiva. It looked funny. I thought I was hallucinating. I thought, I've never heard of this. Has that ever been done before?
Have you had any wine that night? Maybe
nope.
A glass or two?
Nope. Is that unusual for there to be a model that only fleet buyers get? Has that happened before?
Since... If I don't have 15, 20, or 30 of them on my lot to take care of my customers with...
You don't care.
I don't really care. I really don't. I mean, they're just...
Well, I think if we have a listener...
We have the Chevy Equinox, which is the number one selling small SUV in the world, in the planet, in the galaxy, and that's a very crowded model. There are so many. Every manufacturer has at least one entry into the small SUV. Some have two. One company has three because they can't get it right. I'm just telling you. I know, Frank, you're right. I shouldn't knock the competition. I'm not really knocking it. Just like in Dragnet. Remember the TV program Dragnet?
Yeah.
Remember what Sergeant Joe Friday would say?
He said a lot of things.
Just the facts, folks.
Just the facts, Frank. The facts are the Chevy Equinox is the number one selling small SUV in America.
Yeah.
Dealer's reason, it's just a great vehicle. I've sold it to family members, friends, customers. Everyone loves the vehicle. And the same as our Chevy Cruze. Again, you don't become a number one selling vehicle in this market today if it's not a great vehicle. The Chevy Cruze that's priced at only $16,900 and the Equinox is only $21,500. Those are probably prices that are less than 2 and 3 years ago. So the new GM I think is doing great. They really
and,
are.
Very and I'll mention it. I don't want to mention any names. I don't want to mention names. But did my buddy in Illinois end up buying the Equinox? Do you know?
Yes, drove the Traverse. Loved the Traverse. Drove the Equinox. I think we had to help him with his shoes back on. His shoes were knocked off his feet.
Oh, listen. You know who I'm talking about. He went duck hunting with you, but he did end up with the Equinox?
Yes, he did.
Beautiful.
Yes, he did.
Beautiful.
Great guy. Called his wife Blondie. I'm looking forward to
that. That's exactly right. I'll have to call him and congratulate him because I knew that they had taken one home, and I never did know if they sealed the deal or not. So,
thank you very much because he's a great guy and good duck hunter, great duck caller, good shot. When he got to our duck club, it was like he had been there 50 times before, talking to the other members, owners, talking to our caretaker and partner, Steve Fair, with the Ferguson Fire Department, Captain Steve Fair, one of the greatest guys out there in the world. And they were talking about farm equipment. And then, you know, we lost him. We're like, hey, we're going into the blind pretty soon. But he's a great guy. But I'll tell you a quick story, too.
I was with him a couple of weeks ago, and he was on the phone with his wife. And she apparently had the Equinox at the house, and she was just kind of seeing if she liked it or not. And I thought it was interesting what she called him about. She said, I can't turn the radio off. Now, if you've never had a Chevy in the last few years, you wouldn't know this, but I know it. When you turn the ignition off, the radio stays on. When you exit the car, it turns off. But I could see where somebody would sit in the car, turn off the ignition, take the key out, and the radio's still going. They think, uh-oh, the radio's stuck. It won't go off. Now, you open the door, boom, it goes off. I just thought it was interesting that it was obvious they'd not had a Chevy in the last, because that's been the case for, my goodness, I got an 04 Trailblazer, and it does that. So that's been a feature for a few years. And I have to tell you, I kind of like it.
I do,
because every once in a while you stop, you get ready to park, there's something you want to hear. And
well,
then
you say you get ready to park.
Park the car.
Oh, I thought you were going parking.
I would if I could.
Then you turn the power off and your stereo's still going.
Still going, and you can still hear the end of whatever newscast or whatever you wanted to hear. And you get out of the car, and you don't have to, you know, turn the ACC on or turn the thing back on. I think it's a great feature.
I do, too. How about Derek Wilson, 2011 pre-owned Malibu, Mike Price and Derek Metcalf, AM into PM, unbelievable guy, had a great time, and lives in St. Ann, Missouri, just right around the corner from us, and neighboring community to my stopping grounds, Normandy, where I grew up, so...
Oh, you know what else I like? I like the chiming turn signal thing because I'm one of the people that they make jokes about. Old people leave the turn signal on. I do that. And then it'll go ding, ding, basically saying, hey, you stupid moron.
Hey, idiot.
You had the turn signal on for 20 minutes.
They're too quiet.
Do you know how many times that goes off before it finally starts to ding?
A lot.
Like, oh, your blinker?
20-plus times.
Yeah.
So that's been flicking for 20-plus, you know, intervals. And
I love that feature.
Mimi just laughs at me. She goes, hey. I'm like, huh, blinker's on still. I'm like, oh, see, but I'm concentrating, just like you, Frank, so extensively on the road.
Yeah, well, you also have a hearing loss like I do. I know you do.
What?
I do. I have a hearing issue, and you do, too, and I don't hear that.
We use our turn signal.
Yes,
I
agree.
Oh, my God. We were, Mimi and I were in Nashville, Tennessee, watching the high-flying Vanderbilt Commodore hockey team come from behind. They beat the Georgia Bulldogs. They were down by 3 goals with about 8-9 minutes left, and then they were down by 2 with 2 minutes and 32 seconds left, tied the game up with about 24 seconds, and won in overtime.
What does that have to do with a turn signal?
And
hey, you just wanted
they
to
don't, they don't use turn signals in Nashville, Tennessee.
Ah, okay. I knew this was headed.
There you go.
I knew there's a tie-in
going
somewhere.
What I'm talking about, you know,
okay.
My kids and everything else. And it was pretty cool. We were staying at a hotel in Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt Marriott in the Kentucky was playing Vanderbilt, and the entire Kentucky basketball team and all the, you know, assistant coaches and head coach John Calipari. There's a bunch of nice young guys that play for both teams. You know, a lot of people try to knock some of these young athletes, but I'm telling you, the majority of them are unbelievable, nice young men.
Well, there may be people listening right now who just moved to town yesterday, and they like what they hear. They don't know where you're located. Would you tell them?
I will, and we're open late tonight because this is just a dusting. I think they're missing this storm completely. That's my take on it. So we're open till 9 tonight, 314 347-1800. 314-837-1800. We're at the intersection of Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. How about the way I pronounce it?
That was good.
I'm telling you, he never messes it up anymore.
Aluminum.
That's very good. We will send them to you. They're on the way. The snow does not scare our listeners away from a good deal.
And we'll take great care of them. Thanks, Frank. Thanks, everybody. Right.
Thank you, John.
Hi, John.
Have a great night. You see too. Kids. Drive safe. Bye-bye.
There he goes, John Londo. We've got to take a break, then we're coming back. Big 550, I believe. We got Dawn Meadows-Dixon. I saw two movies over the weekend. Maybe I'll throw those into the fray when we come back on the Big 550.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. What's going on out there, Tim?
Oh, it's a mess. I'll tell you right now. Down in the Peabody area, we've got a pretty bad accident, overturned vehicle at Commercial Boulevard at Hillside Lane. Now, if you're traveling eastbound 270, stop-and-go traffic approaching McDonald through Washington Elizabeth. Southbound 270, slow from Page and Olive, and then at stop-and-go 40 down through Big Bend. Eastbound 70 downtown, you're jammed up approaching Grand through 10th Street. Westbound 44, it's a long, slow go from Laclede Station through 270. It's heavy again from Meraz out through 141. Westbound 40, it's jammed from Boyle through Bellevue. Slow again, Ballast through Mason. And then you've got some stop-and-go pockets from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 55, heavy from Potomac through 4500 South Broadway. It's going to be slow again, Union to Lindbergh, and then stop-and-go Z through McNutt down in Herculaneum. This traffic report is brought to you by Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum help make nutrition possible. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Steve Cochran.
Parents won't admit this.
Weekday mornings at 10.
You always have a favorite child, and it could be on a day-to-day basis. But parents will go, oh, no, I love them all the same, all the time. You lie. Doesn't make you a bad person. Makes you a human being. Mm-hmm. So you want to tell us who your favorite daughter is?
The Big 550.
Victoria, yes. They're not listening, okay? This is the trust tree.
Yeah. Trust tree. Okay. Seriously, I can't reach you. Slap yourself.
KTRS. The evening begins innocently enough. The dinner party with your friends is about to come off without a hitch. But just as you're putting the finishing touches on everything, you happen to look up at the dining room light fixture. Oh, no. There you see it. Several ugly brown stains on the ceiling. Roof problems. A hole in your roof that can be repaired quickly, or maybe you need a whole new roof. Either way, don't delay. Frederick Roofing has handled more than 77,000 roofing jobs right here in St. Louis. That's a record that'll give you peace of mind.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Yes, you know the Frederick song, but Frederick is more than just a catchy tune. Frederick is more than 77,000 roofs strong. 645-2000, with a live person who answers during business hours. Algae stains on your roof? Frederick Roofing's Roof Restore is the fix at 645-2000.
Are you someone who takes a multivitamin? Do your friends take it and talk about the benefits? Maybe a doctor has recommended that now it's time for you to take a multivitamin. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for a new multivitamin you should know about. It's called NeoVitan and is a blend of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that will give you countless health benefits. NeoVitan has been developed by a local physician and it contains antioxidants which are believed to promote defenses against free radicals. Sensible doses of 20 different essential vitamins and minerals. It's called NeoVitan, and people who are taking it absolutely love it. I have been taking it now for the last couple of weeks, and there is an extra spring in my step thanks to NeoVitan. To find out more, go to NeoVitan.com. That's NeoVitan.com. Also available at Deerberg's Pharmacy in Edwardsville and the Schnucks Culinary area in downtown St. Louis. To find out more, NeoVitan.com. That's NeoVitan.com.
Check in with Alton this winter and check out the best eagle watching adventures in the entire Midwest. Alton is the number one destination for eagle viewing in the St. Louis area. Begin your adventure at the Alton Visitor Center, the official eagle watching headquarters, where you get the latest scoop on the active eagle sightings. Then get banded by the staff of the Alton Visitor Center and grab the official Eagle Watcher's Guide directing you to the top eagle watching hotspots in St. Louis. Check in at the hotspots from Hartford to Alton to Godfrey and Grafton. The meeting of the Great River National Scenic Byways offers the most eagle watching activities in the entire Midwest. Extend your eagle watching adventure into a weekend getaway with special overnight packages available. Plan your eagle adventure at eaglewatchstl.com or call 1-800-ALTON-IL. That's 1-800-258-6645 for a free Eagle Watchers guide. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
At Gerbic Restaurant, Valentine's Day means a little more.
That's because Valentine's Day marks 10 years in business for South City's best-kept secret, Gerbic Restaurant.
Make your reservation right now for the perfect romantic dinner destination.
Gerbic Restaurant will feature a special Valentine's Day menu just for you.
Dazzle your sweetheart with a little help from Gerbic Restaurant.
4071 Keokuk in South City.
Eclectic European cuisine in the heart of South City.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
That screwy ballyhooey Hollywood. Time to talk to Dawn Meadows Dixon. Courtesy of the Tool Belt team, I thought I was going to have to call them Friday. My garbage disposal was stuck. I turned the switch on and I heard a hum and then nothing. And you know, there's a reset button on there and I hit that, nothing. So I took a, I couldn't find, you know, that Allen wrench thing that you get under there.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it, so I took a big long screwdriver, and I got in there, and I moved it, and then it started. But had I not been able to do that simple fix, it would have been a call to the Tool Belt team, a great handyman service. Website, thetoolbeltteam.com, and they're proud to present Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey.
Hey, a lot to cover, a little bit of time, not much. I can hold my part if I have to, but Dan had told me, and we're not going to do a lot for anybody who's tired of the Whitney Houston thing, but I think it's interesting. Dan told me that as an entertainment TV reporter, your last interview was with Whitney Houston.
It was.
How about that?
It was. I hate to admit it, how many years ago, 1996, when she did The Preacher's Wife, which was her last film, although she has shot Sparkle, which will come out in August, and that is scheduled to come out, and she played a preacher's wife. She ran a choir. And the one question I always ask these stars, because, you know, they could talk about the movie all they want. I want to know about them. So I said to her, as I said to many stars, where do you get your peace? Where do you get your peace? That was my one line. I love to ask people, you know, where many of them would say, from my children, from my work. She said, in the gospel music, when I go back to my roots. And it kind of gives me chills when I think about that today, because that's what I think, that's where she started, and somehow she lost her way. So for me, she was my last interview. I shared that with her. I said, I'm semi-retiring, I've married, I'm moving to St. Louis. And she said, oh, well, you know, congratulations. She was so wonderful. I said, could I get my picture taken with you? I know that's not kosher. She said, baby, get over here. And her people were like, no, 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 no. And she said, no, let her get a picture. So I am actually looking at a picture of her right now. She allowed me to take my picture with her, and just a really sweet lady. So when I heard the news, I was crushed in that I had that moment with her. I also interviewed her for Bodyguard, but that last moment... So anyway, I know
what was the deal. What was the deal with her people not wanting a picture?
Oh, believe me, they're all that way. They guard these stars. This is why I think they're so messed up. They just circle these stars and they don't let you get to them, so they don't even know what human contact is about. You know, so I said to her, you know, let me take a picture. It's really not the professional thing to do. When you're doing these interviews, they say, please don't ask the star for a picture. But I thought, what do I have to lose? This is my last
day. Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Last day on the job.
What are they going to do? Say you can't come back? So I thought, I'll go for it. She seemed nice enough. And there was rumor that she wasn't feeling well. Apparently, there was rumor that she was pregnant at that time. It never came out in the news, so I don't know. We never heard. This was 16 years ago. Her daughter is 18. So I don't know what was going on with her, but her people were very tightly wound around her. And I was able to break through that, and a sweet, sweet woman. And I could feel the connection with her because I, too, love gospel music. So when she said that, I just felt a connection, and I knew she wasn't going to say no to me. So my heart broke when I heard this, as you do anybody passing away. But when you think about someone like this who had everything, and yet at the root of it, that gospel music, where she came from, she lost her way.
Yeah, I think the one thing she had that she could have done without was Bobby Brown, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I think that's what
turned her.
You want to blame him and go, well, you know what, he killed her, basically. But then on the other hand, she made her own choices.
Well, she's a grown woman. Yeah,
exactly.
We all make bad choices. You don't have to be a star to marry a jerk.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like you're not happy in your marriage. That's what I hear. Is that what you guys heard?
Undertone.
I heard that.
Sweet husband. Sweet husband, it's too late.
Oh, it's too late now.
Anybody out there that knows my husband
it's too late. It is too late.
They always say, oh, your husband's so sweet, almost to the point where I'm wondering, you know, and I am the other side.
Let me quote Dawn Meadows-Dixon, a quote from, what is today, February 13th, 2012, quote, you don't have to be a star to marry a jerk.
That is a good line.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mr. Dixon.
Hello.
Yeah.
You can take that and run with it.
All right, now, I'm gonna give this about 30 seconds, and then we'll go to your movie. I saw two over the weekend. One was called The Gray with Liam Neeson, and the other was the Safe House with Denzel Washington.
Okay, you saw two films I haven't seen. So which one, if I have to pick one to see this week, which one should I see?
Well, neither one was great.
Okay.
I would say of the two, I don't know, because they were equally mediocre. The Gray is a great piece of acting, but you've seen this scenario dozens of times, and the same is true of Safe House. You've seen this three or four dozen times. A guy is in charge of transporting another guy, and he's got him handcuffed, and he's got to move him from point A to point B, and it's got special ops and SIA, and somebody's a rat fink, and they double-crossed, and they sold secrets to other countries, blah, 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 blah. A lot of chasing, a lot of shooting, a lot of flipping cars over. Not very impressive. And I saw where Denzel Washington was executive producer. Yes, he plays a great bad guy. He's good at whatever he does. But, this movie, this Safe House, no thanks. I mean, two. For each movie, two ARDs.
So both films are just losers. This is the time of year all these are coming out. So it's whether or not you're Team Liam or Team Denzel.
Exactly.
And I love both of them. So
now, what do you
I'll have?
Have
to toss a coin.
What do you have today?
I've got, the DVD of Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1, came out on Friday. There was a midnight release.
No, thank you.
No.
There were release parties everywhere. So knowing that I did not see Safe House, which opened this weekend, I thought, you know, I'm going to go with this film. And I asked Dan, because Dan is the go-to person for parental advice.
What?
Yeah, I know. Dan, actually, I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart. I think Dan is a great dad. He always talks about his daughter and the time he spends with her, and I love that about him. So I said, you know, I'm just not so sure I should let my daughter watch this with me on DVD because she's been homesick. He said, Dawn, you are too protective.
Well, we have 1 minute. What is this movie?
Okay,
again?
So the film is about Twilight. It's about Edward and Bella. They get married. Basically, in a nutshell, unborn child begins to kill her from the inside out. Jacob and Edward try desperately to save her life. And all I can say is, really? Really? You have got to be kidding me. This is what everybody is talking about. I saw the first two films, thought they looked like B films. This film is a little bit better in its quality, but not much. There's one 10-minute action scene. The rest of it looks like a music video. I don't get it. And my little 13-year-old daughter, on the advice of Dan, I let her watch it. She also turned to me and said, Mom, and to think they're making a part two of this.
Oh, boy.
I don't get it. And the biggest thing, I don't know why women go see this. Little 13-year-old girls, maybe, but why are women getting into this romance? No chemistry.
All right, let's bury this now.
ARDs.
Two. Let's get it over with. Here they come.
Two.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. And that coming from a woman, they're supposed to like this crap. Yeah. All
right,
Dan.
You're right.
We'll talk to you later in the week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Right, goodbye.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, you too. Same to your husband that you called a jerk earlier.
Yeah.
Don Meadows Dixon, everybody. Brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. Great handyman service, thetoolbeltteam.com. This is a leap year this year, which means that the Matheny family has one extra day to celebrate their 70th anniversary. Think about that. They get to celebrate 70 years for an extra day because it was 70 years ago this year that Matheny Heating and Cooling was started. You have to congratulate them again on this award, the 2011 Angie's List Super Service Award, because you got less than 5% of service contractors nationwide that get that award. So that speaks very highly of Matheny. Here's what's going to speak even more highly, and that's whoever comes to your house from Matheny. The way they treat you, the way they treat your house, their integrity, how fair they are with their assessment of the problem and the bill that you get, which I might add, you can take 15% off of that first bill if you let them know that you're AM and the PM. Also, remember that if you're AM and the PM and you let them know that, you'll get a 15% discount on all repair work if they choose to sign up for the planned service agreement. So ask the folks at Matheny. And, you know, congratulations. I haven't done this yet, but congratulations to Tom Matheny on becoming the new manager of the Cardinals. That is, when I heard that, I saw the Matheny, new manager.
Mike. It's Mike Matheny.
Who is it?
Mike Matheny. Oh. I don't think any relation. No relation.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, and then as Rosanna Dana or whatever that other character would have said, never mind. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change, and that's why I say go to our website at thomasstairs.com, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.